mga palangga ko nga mga igmang hod ko kay Kristo. My dear brothers and sisters, this Sunday is the fourth and the last Sunday of Advent, the Christmas story of God's incarnation, the divine word taking on human flesh is building up to a climax. Yung kwento ng Christmas, palapit na tayo doon. However, before we go to the gospel for this Sunday, I think we should take a look at our Old Testament reading today because it sets the tone of the gospel. And before we go to the Old Testament reading, we lighted the fourth candle, and that candle speaks about love. So as we await Christ, we do not wait passively. Hindi tayo nag-aantay sa Kanya na wala tayong ginagawa. We wait and anticipate the coming of Jesus into our lives every day. And so we need to prepare our hearts for that coming. He can come to us soon in His second coming. He can come to us today in our prayers and in the Eucharist. He can come anytime in our lives. But the question is, handa ba yung puso natin na makilala siya at tumanggap sa Kanya? For our hearts to be prepared to receive Christ, it should have hope inside. Dapat may pag-aum. Para handa ang puso natin tumanggap sa Kanya, it should have faith, it should be joyful, and it should, of course, have love inside. Many people await the coming of Christ, but they never cultivate these virtues in their heart. That's why maraming takot sa pagbalik ni Kristo. But if you have taken care of your heart and cultivated hope, faith, joy, and love in your heart, you will joyfully expect His return. Amen? Inaantay mo, ina-anticipate mo, because your heart is truly prepared. So we are going to talk about love today, being the fourth Sunday of Advent. That candle represents love. But it is not the kind of love that we understand. It is not an emotional or a feeling, but the kind of love that is very deep inside our hearts. It is the kind of love that will always trust. This week, in my meditation of the scriptures, I was led to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Malayo sa reading natin ngayon, but I was led to that scripture. And there, it reminded me that love always trusts. Not sometimes, not most of the time, but if you have love, you will always trust. Amen? Amen. Ang tunay na pag-ibig, ang agape kind of love, ang dakilang pagmamahal at pag-ibig ng Diyos ay merong pagtitiwala. There is trust. Amen? If we are not trusting God in our life, then there is a question whether you really love God or not. Amen? That's the question. Maraming nagsasabi ngayon na mahal nila ang Diyos, but they don't trust God. Okay? Then that's questionable. So before we go to the gospel, let us look at the Old Testament reading. In our Old Testament reading today, we meet a king by the name of Ahaz. Kung sa Bisaya, Ahaz. Okay? At sa pangalan pa lang, Ahaz, medyo may idea na kayo kung anong klaseng hari ito. Ahaz talaga to. So this king was being confronted, he is faced up with many problems. There are enemies surrounding him. And he had the choice to trust in God or to trust on a powerful ally, which is the Assyrians. And so the prophet Isaiah confronted King Ahaz, okay, a Jewish king. You will hear a short dialogue between the prophet and God was speaking to Ahaz through the prophet. Pero ang makikita natin sa Old Testament reading, nag-uusap lang yung propeta tsaka si King Ahaz. Pero actually, ang kausap niyang Diyos. God was speaking through the prophet. And this is what Isaiah said to King Ahaz. If you will ask for a sign, if you will ask for a sign, God will give it to you. Why? Because God wants Ahaz to trust him, to trust God, and to trust God alone. So itong sinasabi niya, you can look for a sign, you can ask for a sign from the highest heights, you can ask for a sign from the deepest depths, God will give it to you, as long as the sign will make you trust God and God alone. Pero anong sagot ni Ahaz? Sabi niya, I will never ask for a sign because I will not put the Lord my God to the test. What a noble answer. But does Ahaz really trust God na hindi niya na kailangan ng sign? No. What he was saying to the prophet is that hindi ako hihingi ng sign kay Lord. You know, I'm not going to ask any sign from the Lord. Remember, the Bible says that we should not test, put the Lord God to the test. And Ahaz here, pretending to be noble, pretending to be good, sabi niya, I will not ask for a sign from God. But deep inside, the reason he was not asking for a sign is that he does not want to trust God. Why? Because Ahaz does not love God. Why trust someone when you don't love them? And so the prophet Isaiah confronted him, and the prophet Isaiah said, nevertheless, even if you're not going to ask for a sign, God will give you a sign. The virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel. That was the sign. Kahit hindi ka hihingi, bibigyan ka ng Diyos a sign. Why? Because he wanted Ahaz to trust in God. And you know, sometimes, God can use crooked pencils to draw a straight line. You understand what I'm saying? Kahit hindi mabuting tao si Ahaz, he can fulfill the plan of God. And I'm reminded as your bishop, I am not perfect, but I am being used by God to bring His plans and purposes in your life and in the life of our community. Hindi dahil magaling ako, hindi dahil matalino ako, hindi dahil na charismatic ako. I am an unworthy vessel, unworthy servant of God. But God's plan and purposes will always be fulfilled, irregardless whether we are good or not. And Ahaz, being a wicked king, God would like to save His people from their enemies. And so kahit na wicked yan, gagamitin ni Lord yan to just save His people. But Ahaz said, I will not trust God. I will not trust God. And so, sabi niya, hindi ako maghihingi ng sign. And so the prophet said, I'll give you a sign anyway, whether you like it or not. The virgin shall conceive and she shall give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. That greatest sign given to a wicked king so that that king would trust God became the sign for all ages to come. Amen? It became a great sign for all of us, mankind, that the Messiah will come. The virgin shall give birth to a son. He did not want to trust God, but God gave him a sign anyway so he can put his trust in him. King Ahaz would rather trust the Assyrians because King Ahaz is an idolater. He worships the gods of the pagans, and therefore he will never trust God. But God gave him a sign anyway. Now let's go to the gospel. In our gospel today, again, the fulfillment of that sign. We encounter Joseph today. Last Sunday, we encountered John the Baptist. Today, we will encounter Joseph, the father of Jesus. Joseph was about to get married. He was betrothed to Mary. But just before they got married, Joseph found out that Mary is already pregnant. Buntis na. At alam ni Joseph na hindi niya anak yun. Because Mary was a virgin, he did not touch Mary at that time. So when he found out that Mary was already pregnant, in Jesus' culture at the time, pag yung babae hindi pa nag-aasawa at hindi pa pinakasal at nabuntis yan, that will be a public scandal. Everyone in town will know. Amen? Lahat ng tao sa bayan makakaalam. And for Joseph, as a righteous man, ang sabi dito, he is a righteous man, he observes the law. He follows the law. And the law demands that if someone gets pregnant, hindi mo asawa, huwag mong pakasalan yan. Amen? The law demands that you put that woman into public shame. Ipapahiya mo yan. That's why there is a culture now somewhere in the Middle East na pag nabuntis yung babae na walang asawa, dadalhin yan sa gitna ng plaza. And the father of that girl will announce to everyone, "My daughter is pregnant. She is not my daughter anymore." Then the people will bring her to the door. Sa pinto ng bahay nila, dadalhin yung babae na yan at babatuhin yan hanggang mamatay. Joseph could have done that. Pwede niyang gawin yan. Amen? But because he is a noble and righteous person, ang ginawa na lang ni Joseph, ang binalak niyang gawin is, i-divorce ko na lang quietly. He did not want to put Mary into a public shame. Why? I would speculate Joseph loves Mary also. Mahal niya rin si Mary. And you know, when you love someone, you don't put them to shame. Huwag niyo ipahiya yung taong mahal mo. But the demand of the law is so important because Joseph is a devout man. Hindi niya pwedeng pakasalan yung babaeng nabuntis na at hindi naman siyang nakabuntis. And so, not wanting Mary to go through public scrutiny and shame, he decided to just divorce Mary quietly so that Mary, hindi mapahiya si Mary. Yun na lang yung plano niya. But that night, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream na naginip siya. A sign came. The sign came to him. So habang natutulog siya, he had a dream and the angel came to Joseph and said, Joseph, do not be afraid. Huwag kang matakot. Bakit matatakot si Joseph? Wala naman siyang kasalanan. He's afraid for Mary. Tatakot siya anong gawin ng tao kay Mary. So sabi niya, do not be afraid. Don't worry about these things. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Pakasalan mo and you take her home to be your wife. Because the child in her is of the Holy Spirit. Amen? This is not a normal thing. Hindi tao ang nakabuntis niyan. No? It is not by a husband's will or a man's will. Mary is pregnant because the Holy Spirit overshadowed him, brought the word of God to him, and the Holy Spirit quickened that word, and she became pregnant with the eternal word of God. And the word truly became flesh inside her. Okay? So huwag ka matakot, Joseph. Mary did not betray you. Hindi ganyang klaseng babae si Mary. But the child she's carrying, this is from God. Okay? And this is the fulfillment of that sign which Ahaz has been given, which Ahaz did not trust God with. The sign that the virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son. And he will be called Emmanuel. So huwag ka matakot, Joseph. And so when Joseph woke up from that dream, what did he do? Joseph decided to go and take Mary as his wife. Amen? Alam natin yung story nung si Mary linapitan ng angel. Remember? The angel came to Mary and sabi sa kanya, you're going to get pregnant with the Son of God. What did Mary say? Huh? Anong sabi ni Mary? Because she has a choice. You know, Mary said yes to God. Ang plano, mabubuntis siya and he's going to be pregnant with the Son of God. And Mary said, be it done unto me according to your word. In other words, Mary said, yes, the fiat, the famous fiat. Okay? Mary said, yes. And Joseph also, the same angel came to him in a dream. Not face to face, but in a dream. And the angel said to him, Joseph, take Mary home as your wife. And Joseph, without words, by his action, said yes also. Wala siyang sinabing yes. But the action speaks louder than his words. So he went to Mary, and from that time on, he took care of Mary. And Joseph, not realizing, ang iniisip niya lang, because he is a noble person, he's a noble guy, he was just being heroic. Paano mo masabing heroic? Hero si Joseph. He spared Mary from being stoned to death. And so he was heroic. He was just trying to save Mary. Not realizing that God has higher plans for him. Hindi niya alam yan. Joseph never had an idea that he will be part of the great plan of salvation for mankind. Because Joseph took care of Mary, took care of the Son of God. He provided a home. He provided care for that child. He loved that child as well as the mother. It was Joseph who provided these things. In one of my study, I found out also that ang line ni Joseph, you can trace his line way back to David. David is Joseph's ancestor. So Joseph comes from a noble bloodline. Mary does not come from a noble bloodline. Only Joseph. When Joseph took Mary as his wife, you know what happened? That child that is inside Mary now becomes his own son. That's why Joseph was able to pass on that nobility, that noble line to Jesus. That's why Jesus is also known as the son of David. Why? Because of his father, Joseph. Kaya binigyan siya ng pangalan ni Joseph. It was Joseph who gave him the name Jesus. The father passing on the nobility, the bloodline of King David through Joseph. That was his role. Now, sa isip ni Joseph, he was just trying to be heroic. Tinutulungan niya lang si Mary. Not realizing when he said yes to God, he became part of a bigger plan. Amen? He became part of the bigger plan of salvation. Now, Joseph did not realize when he said yes, when he decided to trust God and say yes, yes, hindi ko maintindihan bakit nabuntis tong babae na to and everything. What will people say and everything? But in the midst of that, because he saw a sign from God and he trusted God, God transformed him, changed his life. From just being heroic, he became heroically holy. He became the father of Jesus. Heroically holy, God transformed his life. That's why we have a few days remaining bago pumasok yung Christmas. The question now is this. Are you a King Ahaz who will not trust God? Or are you a Joseph who will trust God? Sino ka? Amen? But in real life, it is more complicated. Hindi yan madali. Mamimili ako kung King Ahaz ba ako o Joseph. In real life, the truth is, we are both. May pagka-Ahaz tayo minsan at may pagka-Joseph din minsan. That's why in these remaining days of Advent, Christmas is already closing, coming. You ask the Lord to bring that divine light into your heart and find out where and what areas of your life are you not trusting God, and help you with your unbelief. Ask the Lord this season, before this season ends, Lord, anong area sa buhay ko na hindi ako nagtatrust sa'yo? I am being a King Ahaz. Is it in the area of finances? Is it in the area of relationships? Is it in area of ministry that you are not trusting God? Well, some people will say, I have faith. Yeah, we have faith. But I'm talking about trust. You know, people, pag tinanong mo siya, do you believe in God? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. We don't doubt that. You have the faith. But do you trust God? Do you trust God enough to say yes to Him? kung ano man yung hinihingi ng Diyos sa'yo. Yes, you have faith. People have faith. They believe, but they don't trust. Why? Because trust is about love. Amen? Rupagsalig nga ron, hay parte at paghigugma ron. Kung wa kagasalig, hay wa kagahigugma sa Diyos ron. Doon ro problema. And this is something that we need to be very conscious about. Am I trusting God? Am I being a King Ahaz or am I being a Joseph? If you will learn to trust God and say yes to Him, maybe not in words, but in your action, you say yes to God, just imagine what could be done in your life. What changes, what you jump into the plans and purposes of God. Maybe yung plano mo sa buhay, ganito lang. Maybe ang plano ko sa buhay, magsiserve lang ako sa church, okay na yan. I started out in the church with no desire, no hopes of becoming a bishop. When I resigned from my job, all I needed was to be in the church. Yun lang. But I did not know God has bigger plans. Naalala ko kami ni Brother Arnel noon. Is Arnel here? Wala si Arnel? Absent. Yeah. When I started out in the ministry, nandun kami sa Liberty Theater, we would clean the place. Bibili kami ng sardinas at kakain kaming dalawa. Kaya naging paborito ko yung sardinas. Not because I like the taste, paborito kong sardinas, because it reminds me of my beginnings in the ministry. And I always recall that the privilege to be able to serve God was more important than anything else in my life. I left my job, left my family, so I can serve God. My father was so angry kasi ang laki ng ginastos niya sa akin para magtapos ng college. At sabi niya, manglilinis ka lang pala ng simbahan. Nag-college ka pa. Sana hindi na kita pinaaral. But that was my reality. I heard a call from God in my heart and I said yes and I worked. But I did not know the bigger plan of God. Now, fast forward, I'm now your bishop. And there is something more than becoming a bishop. This is just a part and beginning of my journey. Something great is about to happen as well in my life. All because I said yes. Now in your life, if you have time tonight bago kayo matulog, is there a sign that God is giving to you? And are you saying yes to Him? Do not be afraid. Yan ang sabi ni Lord. Do not be afraid to say yes to God. Start doing it. If you will say yes to God, I will guarantee you will bring Christ again to the world. Just as Mary said yes and Joseph said yes to God, they brought the Son of God to the world. Now today, if you decide to say yes to God, you will also bring Jesus again to our world. Dadalhin niyo na naman siya.